Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, for those in YouTube land, I have my canned noises here. And I also have Pugsley, the podcast pug, so you get to see him first and foremost right out there in the open. For those in podcast land that are only hearing this, you know, I've got my canned stuff. That's the drum beat one. That's the the jazzy one. I want to thank you for tuning in to Germ Rants, Raves, and Reviews. So today, this is so amazing. So actually, I'm gonna borrow this. It's almost like stealing, but I'm gonna give a huge shout out, and these guys call it, I believe, housekeeping, where you put all your stuff out in the beginning so that we can just get into the show. And Ed and Chris had Scared All the Time, had mentioned me in their latest episode, because I've been bantering back and forth through their Facebook page, which you should go and join. And you should check out their podcast. They're under the umbrella of Astonishing Legends, which is another, if you like to geek out and listen to something for like 2.5-3 hours, and they actually break it down. They'll break down an Astonishing Legend. There's so many to begin with. It's just ridiculous, but they're really informative. And for those of you who just like to sit and listen to a podcast for a while, like I do, because it, you know, I'm pushing my mower and I just put it on and I listen to it and I get hours of enjoyment. And it's like, if you'd like to, you know, listen to a book, these guys are great. But so, they've got another umbrella is, Ed and Chris are doing Scared All the Time. So huge shout out to Astonishing Legends. Huge shout out to Scared All the Time. Go follow them. Follow both podcasts. You find them everywhere. And then Chris, you guys rule. Thank you. That was very, very kind, and I appreciate the very kind words and support. But you guys just rule anyway, so it's a no brainer. This is the Germ Rants and Raves and Reviews. Rants, Raves, and Reviews podcast. I should know this by now considering it's my podcast. This is Pugsley, the podcast dog, who's now sleeping in my lap. Today, what I wanted to talk about, now that we got the housekeeping out of the way, I'm going to talk about, so, you know, in our scene in San Diego, there's been an just ridiculous amount of talent. I mean, like, it's phenomenal how many amazing bands. And back in my heyday when I was really, you know, heavily involved in booking bands and trying to help establish bands and all that, it was just so magical. The scene went from a pretty violent scene to starting to become, I mean, it's been known that we're kind of the bastard child of LA as far as our scene, and then that whole Seattle thing that came in. Like, oh, San Diego's going to be the next Seattle. So that basically meant all the suits were coming down here to scoop up any product to go and exploit and make some money off of. But the underlying tone of this town is, let me explain something really quick about San Diego before I really get into it, is the fact that we're split up into so many different scenes, but also just geographically different areas. Let me explain. So we have what's known as East County, which I don't know where the boundary would be realistically. And then we have the beach communities, and we have South Bay, and then we have North County. So basically, I'm in the coastal community, and there's a thing that people from OB, and I'm actually from OB, would say is anything east of 5 is a dive. Very arrogant and extremely not woke. The 5 freeway runs up and down through California. But So where I'm at, I'm in between Old Town and Little Italy, and there's an airport down there. So there's downtown, and then I'm overlooking Point Loma and Ocean Beach. But the South, so if you think of South Bay, I mean, that's even split in divisions, but you got from the border, the Tijuana border, up, and you got Chula Vista, you got San Ysidro. Even more east is like Bonita, and that's where you start getting into the people that have the money. Chula Vista, National City. That's kind of, that in itself was its own scene. And so out of that scene, there's bands that had kind of like their own signature sound, you know what I mean? And it was culturally, because it's more Hispanic-driven, Hispanic, Black, and then a sprinkling of everyone else. East County, which had its own scene as well, is known for more, it's more of a white community, but then there's a lot of Hispanics also, and then other racial nationalities. It's just weird to say, but that's the world we live in, is sprinkled in, but it was more prominently white. And that had its own scene, and that's actually, you know, that's where I cut my teeth, and a lot of us came from, that were involved in, well, through that, there's, God, I'm already starting to second guess myself, because there's so many different scenes, but a lot of that, my roots is out of East County, and then I ended up taking that to Soma, doing that there. And then you got the North County. If you go upper North County, like Oceanside and Escondido and Carlsbad and all that, that's a different scene. It's closer to Orange County, which is closer to L.A., so you have a different vibe up there. And culturally, up there, the Oceanside, you got a lot of the, there's a Marine base, I believe it's a Marine base, but there's a lot of military up there. That's a different community and type of style of music and sound. You got like my area, but then it even gets split up to where you got Claremont, which has its own kind of distinct sound. You get, it's just, yeah, we're split up all over the place. So, without further ado, and without trying to explain this crazy town even more in the different scenes, first and foremost, there's this band called Heroin. Back in the day, they were known, they were, let's double check. Yeah, so Gravity Records, which I believe Gravity was out of Chula Vista. You're going to have to go on YouTube, because I'm going to be showing these 7-inch records. This is a paper bag. If you look inside this paper bag, it's got Ralph's, Big Gulp. They took these paper bags and they realized, we can cut these bad boys down, you know, and we can make sleeves for 7-inch records. The record itself is brilliant. Great recording. It's just a way of, again, DIY, getting your own shit out there, and not having to pay these exorbitant prices just to get your freaking record out there, because you spend all the time writing all the music. You want to get it out there, right? So Heroin is the name of the band. You got to look them up. Just, you know, Wikipedia or whatever. I know Wikipedia is kind of hit and miss, but you got to look them up. These guys, not only is it a different version of hardcore, but you'll notice that the instrumentation and the way that it's presented with the screaming vocals, it's kind of a mixture of punk rock, and in the straight edge scene then, there was a division. It was more musicianship was coming out in spades, and just the way that these songs were put together and produced, it's just something else. It's not your typical 3-chord punk rock. I mean, this was ahead of its time, and just a fucking beautiful record. I'm so stoked to still to have one of these original paper bag versions. And then coming after that, it's going in a completely opposite direction, but still just pioneers is, one sec here, is, and actually this is an old friend of mine, actually roommate, DDA was in this band, and unfortunately the singer has passed a while ago, many moons ago. He was in a band called Inch, and this band is called Subsociety. DDA was the drummer. Chris Stymie was a singer. Oh my God, I can't remember the bass player's name. I'm sorry for that. But this record's called Relaxin'. These guys, pioneers. This record came out in 91 from another local record label called Vinyl Communications. And anyone local knows Subsociety. They're just amazing band. They would play at the colleges a lot. And I remember seeing them, I believe it was a Triton pub. I'm trying to think if they opened up for the first time that I had ever seen Primus, when Primus was still cutting their teeth. And I think this was the All show, where when All had played, Scott was singing for him then, but Milo had came up and did a couple songs. Dave Smalley did a couple songs. So it was like an All descendant sort of thing. But Subsociety, they're pop, punk rock, Vinyl Communications, local. Vinyl Communications actually out of Chula Vista. And realistically, these guys are a staple of San Diego scene. Just, you know, heavy influence. And you gotta pick it up. Again, if you're just listening on the podcast, go to the YouTube at Germ Warfare Production so you can see this. The name of the band is Subsociety, 7-inch on, it's, this one's called Relaxin', and on Vinyl Communications Records. Okay, this one here, this band's called CTD. So we got Ugly Lenny, Jack Shrivelsack, and Brenton Keller. These guys I've known for a long time, and I used to book them back in the day. Actually, there's somewhere floating around. I talked to Lenny about this a couple times. I went and jammed with them at Brent's house, where they would rehearse and whatnot. These guys are like straightforward, just high energy. What you would think of as like traditional, just rock and roll, punk rock. Ugly Lenny's on vocals, and this is, let's see, where do we got it? So yeah, 93, and on New Saab Records. I don't know if this is still available or not, but CTD is still playing. Ugly Lenny's just, he's all over the place. He plays in a bunch of different bands, and just at this point, it's just a local legend. But all these guys, this is a great record if you like just fast driven punk rock. And again, another just, you know, just a San Diego band with not enough deserved credit, for sure. And then, okay, so these guys, I had completely forgotten about them for a while. The name's amazing. It's Several Girls Galore. And this record right here is called, what is it, Starter Kit. And this is on Rhetoric Records. This is 95. And this is more of a guitar-driven dynamic. I guess you would say it's more seminal of what you would consider, not so much your basic punk rock, you know, more thought out, more, again, like how Heroin is a bit more about layering and explosion of guitar, and with Heroin has much more aggressive vocals, but Several Girls Galore is kind of a mixture of that new sound that was coming in, kind of like with Filter and all that. But these guys are ahead of their time, and I don't know what happened to them, but it's a great record. Several Girls Galore, and again, Several Girls. It's on Rhetoric Records. This is from 95. And Rhetoric Records was out of El Cajon. well, San Diego, El Cajon Boulevard, Potbelly, and Out of Realm. And the back cover is shot at the local club, the Casbah. Everybody knows the Casbah. And they actually have a distinct sound of bands that kind of come through there. Okay, this next one I want to talk about is John Cougar Concentration Camp. Now, mind you, this is, I know Chris Fields. I've known Chris from, oh, God, this goes all the way back, whatever, I believe is, God, what, it might have been like the, yeah, it must, yeah, it was like 88 or so at Wiener Schnitzel in Santee. So this is Chris on guitar and vocals. And it's got Travis Spatter, Clint Graham, and Travis Milligan. And this is on Missing Records, M-I-S-S-N-G Records. I'm not sure if they're still around. And I believe it's probably, let's see. Yeah, this was recorded at Nestor Studios, Dave Nestor, out in Santee. And this is rock and roll, hard-driving rock and roll, but more along the lines of... you think of like Screeching Weasel sort of sound. That's going to be, and they're called John Cougar Concentration Camp. This 7-inch has five songs on it. And let's see, when did John Cougar put this out? This is from 94. And yeah, it's called Back in the Day. John Cougar Concentration Camp, Chris Fields, an old friend of mine. Great record, got to get that. Now, okay, this one's fun. So back in the day, I brought it up, I was in a band called Spaz Boy. And I mean, not, I wasn't in the band. I was in a band called Cockroach. And in that band, Jay, the guitarist, vocalist from Spaz Boy, he played guitar and then in Cockroach. But then he and Monica would switch back and forth depending on whatever song it was. So he would be playing one song on guitar and then the next song maybe on bass. And but Cockroach was just a completely different monster. And when we did a reunion for a party, the guys from Spaz Boys, Derek and oh God, it's escaped me. The drummer's name. I am so sorry. I do not remember the drummer's name. But on Yellow Records, which was a friend of mine, Jeff's record label, and they put this out. Oh, so what I was going to say is we ended up doing this party, and the boys from Spaz Boy backed me up doing vocals, which was really kind of crazy because, number one, Cockroach was, it's like an art noise punk band. And having these guys, it was so much more professional, and it sounded so much better. It was crazy, but it was a really fun party, and there's some photos floating around. But this is from 95 and on Yellow Records. So there we were, Spaz Boy. Great record. Pop punk. Really enjoy this. If you're into pop punk and all that, and again, this is, you know, just another one of those bands in San Diego that didn't get enough credit. Jay's still doing, and everyone's actually doing their own thing now. And to wrap off this episode for today, I talked about Jackie Starr, local legend, and her band Concha Guetta. And here we have the 7-inch that I can show you. It's called Crystal Ball. And I see this record was on the local label called Cargo Records in 93. And Jackie's just guitarist, vocalist. This is a great, fun record. And actually, what's crazy about it is... this goes back to, again, the early days at the Cave, the Ninth House. Kevin was in the band, and Era, who lived at the Cave. And this is just, this is good rock and roll, punk rock, just hard-driven. It's just another really, really great record. So basically, I want to give these guys a shout out. I can't play any of their music because I don't want to get in any YouTube rights and all that other crap. But these are some records. If you're looking up San Diego stuff, and this is more of a rave than anything because it's not a real proper review. I didn't go through all the freaking details. But I just wanted to pop this off and share this with you, that these are some bands. And I've been listening to these lately, just throwing them on. We'll get into another review of a bunch of crap that I've been listening to lately. And I shouldn't call it crap, but, you know. But, yeah, this will kind of wrap up for today for Pugsley and I. See if there's anything in my notes here. Again, check out Scared All the Time podcast and Chris Rule. Also check out the mothership of that whole entity is the Astonishing Legends. Like I said, if you like to geek out and just learn about some crazy stuff, and they really go into depth with that. Shout out Sam and Jeff. We've been talking about re-recording some Deathiosaurus from the first album, re-recording those. Shout out to Brian and Brian from my band, The Leftouts. Shout out to Brian and Kelly, and now even Vivian up at St. Bridges. That's where we're going to be doing the Resonance project, and that is coming up Saturday the 23rd. If you got any questions about that, you can just hit me up. You're welcome to jam. Brian and I just jam a bass and guitar. Anyone can bring up an instrument and just jam along. It's just a free-flowing jam. We're going to have art, and it's going to be really, really cool. We're still growing it, but it's a beautiful cemetery, this beautiful little chapel that we actually play in. Oh, my God. So for me to be playing in a cemetery and this little chapel, it's really, really cool. And you're invited. Pugsley's invited. Actually, I think Pugsley's going to be there. Huh, baby boy?
Yeah.
Shout out Kirk Williams. Thanks, brother, for coming out and meeting with me yesterday. It was really fun. We actually, I've got this Swindle split with Blink-182 that I've never played. And he's a huge fan of Blink. And so we played that record for the first time. I never played that record. I think the Swindle Kids gave it to me years ago. And any other shout-out? Shout-out to my wife and daughter for allowing me to do this. Red Rum Skates. You know, I still have a bunch of inventory for Red Rum Skates stuff if you're interested in that. Check out the Union of Metro podcast, which is the other podcast that I do with Jerry, who... started running the club after I'd left and worked for me prior to me leaving. That's about it for now. And I thank you. I thank Pugsley. Just to remind you, I'm according to my mug from my daughter, I'm the best farter ever. Father, but I'm still the best farter ever. I have canned noise, like that drum beat, this jazzy tune. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to disguise a fart, but I don't think it worked. I'm out. Until then, bye.